is now being recorded.
I got you. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Now, you went to their College of Culinary Arts, correct?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
And in that, you did a degree in that, or you did a certificate?
I did the associate's degree. I have the associate's degree.
Okay. So you did the associate's degree. Okay. So it seems that now that you've been operating, you did some business, you had some education, you realize that you want to do a business plan, you want to advertise, and you want to market more.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever worked with a company as far as developing an advertising and marketing strategy to help the business grow?
No, I've never worked with another company as far as marketing is concerned. Mm-mm.
Okay.
And to be honest, I've never actually thought about it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, as we finish up, a lot of companies now are utilizing the philanthropic approach to enhance
mm-hmm.
business, meaning they will have a foundation or they will give away scholarships, something to the community to increase notoriety of the company.
Yeah.
Are there any plans
mm-hmm.
for Sweet Blessings, say, to open up a foundation or to sponsor any nonprofit work to generate buzz about the business?
I think that could be in the, I would say, in the 5-year plan. Definitely. I have no problem with that. Right now is basically very small scale. We currently donate products to Ujamaa, which is a nonprofit organization that promotes and educates young philanthropists. So we donate products to their retreats during the year. Let's see. It's just different things during the year we actually donate items to, and I can't name any of them specifically right now, but we do, and I also make sure that that 10% of all orders are paid to my home church, so just to make sure that I'm following directions, so.
Well, hey, that's very important, following directions, particularly from someone who bakes. A lot of wisdom in, you know, following the directions. Ms. McGee,
yeah.
That was very, very informative. We want to close off with one question. As you know, the economy has been very difficult for a lot of people in the United States over the past 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
And the job situation continues to deteriorate for many people. You have a record number of people on food stamps, and there are a lot of fiscal difficulties for local governments and even some companies.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see the current economic state affecting your business, and do you think there will be a positive or a negative going forward?
I think it'll be positive. As far as my business is concerned, I do know that people are watching their wallets a lot more. But also, everybody has a sweet tooth, and sometimes when push comes to shove, people just don't feel like making their own stuff. So, when they don't have time to do this, or they've been working two jobs, and they still have to celebrate their son or daughter's birthday, you know, I'm right there.
Right.
Just let me know. Not a problem. And another thing that I've that people have told me is that I don't charge enough. But in my mind, I always think, you know, I charge enough to make sure that I'm paying for the ingredients and making a couple of dollars for my time, but I don't feel comfortable with, you know, price gouging people. I really don't, because I don't think it's necessary, and that kind of discourages people from wanting to, you know, call you. So I try to be cost conscious and work with people, but like I said, everybody has a sweet tooth and just hits them at different times.
Right. I think that's very interesting that you say that, because a lot of people who work in the food industry, they say, you know, no matter how bad it is, people are going to eat, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're going to do what they want as much as possible. So I think that you struck a great point there, that even in a bad economy, a business like yours is in a way recession-proof, because, you know, people are going to do that. And they might want to do it more because they're not feeling so good. You know, people who sell alcohol say, hey, bad economy, we're going to sell more alcohol.
Yeah, that's true.
They want to get away, or they want to treat themselves. So I think that's a point. Well, Ms. McGee, I think that your business has a great potential for growth. I'm looking forward to checking back with you in the future, how things pan out and how you've grown. And we appreciate you allowing us to interview you here. This is going to help our students, myself included, have a better understanding of what it takes for the entrepreneur to be successful and serve their clientele. So with that, we're going to stop the interview. Do you have any closing comments before we turn the mic off? Any words of wisdom to those up and coming?
I would say just keep at it. Because like you said, it's been 8 years, and granted, I don't have a storefront, but I'm doing what I enjoy, and I'm actually making money at it. It may not be, you know, bukus of money, but I'm still working at it, and it's going to get where I want it to be.
Wonderful. That's a great word for us to close out. So at that moment, I'm going to start recording.